welcome friends to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again. May I greet you in the blessed name of my Lord and my Savior, and say, if He isn't yours, He can be. If He isn't yours, He came to be. If He is yours, He wants to be. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Now listen, I've said this before many times on this radio program. If you started the day in the lost column, you can end in the saved column. If you started it wrong, by the grace of God, in light of what Jesus did at Calvary, you can end it all right. I preached a message one time, and I used the text, and went something like this: one right decision takes care of all of those bad ones. And I believe trusting Christ will do that. Well, I hope this finds you well. Hope your family is well. And, I know, friend, I know things are sometimes strange in life, are they not? I mean to tell you, we have storms of all sorts, and that's what, by the grace of God, we're going to consider today in this message. In fact, I've turned my Bible to the book of Mark, chapter 4, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and I'm going to begin reading verse 33, or 35, actually, excuse me, and read on down through the remainder of the chapter through verse 41. But before I do that, Deb's got a song she's going to do for us, a fine song, wonderful song. I love it. The title of it is, It's Good to Know the Shepherd. You know Him, don't you? Look, I'm not just talking about Him. You know Him personally. You know Him intimately, do you not? Well, if you don't, may I invite you to trust Him today. All you got to do is realize you're a sinner, repent of your sin, and by faith receive Him as your Savior, friend. And you'll be able to say like David in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I'll be back just a couple of minutes to share the word with you. God, put up my heart.
I'm standing on the mountain, so high I could touch the sky. Then I saw a deep, dark valley waiting on the other side. I question, my dear Lord, how can this be? I'm the shepherd of the valley. I lead the sea.
can't help but say it every time I hear Debbie sing that. I'm going to go, yeah, at the end of it. Well, thank you, Debbie. And I'm listening, friend. I'm glad the shepherd walks and talks with me. More than that, I'm glad he allows me to walk and talk with him. I've opened my Bible, as I told you a moment ago, to the book of Mark's Gospel. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I'm going to be reading verse 35. Read down through and include verse 41 and talk to you a little while today about storms. About storms. Well, we're in one, are we not? You know what I believe about a believer? Even people that aren't believers, I believe we're either in a storm, coming out of a storm, or going into a storm. I believe that with all of my heart, friend. It's not that I'm guessing about that. It's life proves that. And I'll tell you what I have found out over the years. I'm not too old. I'm older than I've ever been. Not too young. But you know what I've learned in life and all these 66 plus years that I've lived? Hey, listen. Always, friend, always. There's no doubt about this. The storm is always better when you've got Christ with you than the storm without Christ. The Word of God says this. He says, in the same day when the evening was come, He, speaking about His Jesus, saith unto them, speaking about His disciples, let's pass over unto the other side. Now, everyone that's ever read this passage or one like it, whether it be in the book of Matthew or in the book of Luke, when we see in those synoptic gospels something similar recorded to this, we know that's one of the key features about this passage, one of the key learning elements that Jesus told the apostles, get in the boat and let us go to the other side. He didn't say, look, we'll get in the middle and sink. We're going to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took Him even as He was in the ship. And that's a beautiful phrase right there. I wish I could get liberty to preach on it. And there were also with Him other little ships. And there rose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on the pillow. And they awake Him, and saying to Him, Master, carest Thou not that we perish? And He arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. And He said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey Him? And I'll talk to you today a little while, like, about what I've told you about, I'm going to talk about storms. You know, as I was preparing this message and preparing my heart, I began to wonder. I just wondered, and I thought, man, it's probably incalculable how many times preachers have preached on this, teachers have taught on this, folks have read about this, a storm, about this passage of Scripture. I mean, as I just said, they seem to be inexhaustible. I mean, this story about Jesus in a boat crossing the Sea of Galilee has been preached on time and time again. And yet every time a man of God, a teacher, whether it be an adult class teacher or a kindergarten teacher, reaches into the Word of God and pulls this great story out and begins to present it and share the truths and the gleanings they have learned from their studies from them, it seems like there's always new things. And you know what I'm going to say? Even in these stories like this, the old things are always new. Isn't that amazing? I mean, these truths that we find here are not only inexhaustible, but they're applicable. They're applicable to every follower of Christ, for every generation, for all of time, friend. And I believe this is one of those pieces of Scripture, and I think they all are, that is as deep as deep and as high as high. I think most of us are intrigued about this story. When we read it, whether it be the gospel account given to us about this story, whether it be Mark as we're reading from him or Matthew or Luke, it doesn't matter. I think we're all somewhat intrigued about it. If you remember, there are only, if I've looked right and got this right, there are only two accounts of Jesus in storms like this on the Sea of Galilee. The other one, when we find Jesus walking above the storm, if you will, on the caps of the waves on the Sea of Galilee, when he came to his apostles in a boat at the fourth watch of the morning. How amazing that it is. But storms. Storms. Look, friend, I want you to consider some things with me as we think about the storms. We could call them the storms of life, or we could even rename this message and call it what we learn from storms. I don't care what you call it. I just want us to get the message. I want to get it. I want you to get it. If you say, why? Because like I said just a few minutes ago, even before Debbie sang, if I'm remembering correctly, I believe that we're all either going in a storm, coming out of a storm, or are in a storm presently. First thing I want you to think about, number one, storms are inevitable. You say, what's inevitable mean, preacher? Well, inevitable means something's going to happen. I mean, look, it's without a doubt, there is some event, some experience we're going to have. There's something before us. We're going to run into it. We're going to have it. We're going to experience. There's no way of getting around it. Listen, friend, as long as we're alive in this world, as long as we're walking on planet Earth, I want you to know there are going to be storms in our life. Storms are a part of living just as much as anything that I know of. I mean, they're inevitable. All of us will face storms of some type in our life. I don't know whether they'll be big ones or little ones. I don't know whether you'll feel like the storms are like a freight train. They just come one right after another. One box car, one tanker, one gondola, one flatbed, one whatever the kind of car they are. I mean, it just seemed like, bam, one storm comes and goes, bam. Another storm comes behind, bam. I mean, you look up and think, will they never end? They will one day. I don't know what kind of storm you're going in. I don't know what kind of storm you're coming out of. I don't know what kind of storm, friend, that's headed towards you. But I want you to know they're inevitable. They're inevitable. It doesn't matter, friend. Listen, it's not a matter of if they will happen. The question is when. You see, can we be prepared for them? I believe we can. I believe that's what this message is about, at least partly. I believe, friend, listen, to be forewarned is to be forearmed. I believe that with all of my heart. I'll never forget when I first got saved. Man, I thought, wow, I'm walking on air. I mean, everything looked good. I felt good. I just thought, man, I've got it made if this is what Christianity is all about. I thought, wow, listen, isn't this wonderful? And then, wham! Man, you're talking about the rug getting pulled out of me, out from under. You're talking about a storm. You're talking about a fall. Well, I had it. You've probably been there too. I thought, what's going on? Nobody told me about this. People told me, get saved and everything will be all right. Get saved and you'll have it made. Well, listen, everything is all right. I do have it made. I can't lose because I'm saved and safely held in the hand of Christ and His Father. But I want you to know that doesn't mean I won't have storms. In fact, there's a lot of things that have happened since I've trusted Christ as my Savior that probably wouldn't have happened if I had not. I'm telling, friend, the battle begins. Nobody tells me that we become a soldier in the army of God when we get saved. But we do. So storms are inevitable. They're not only that, but they are intentional. You say, what do you mean by that, preacher? I want you to know something. There are no coincidences or accidents with God or His people. None whatsoever. You say, preacher, does God send storms? He does. You say, preacher, does God allow the devil to send storms? He does. Regardless, friend, of where they come from, look, for the devil, they're temptation. If they come from God, they're tests, they're trials. They're used to build us, not to destroy us. Hey, ultimately, God's in control. Everything comes or goes, God's in control. You read the book of Job and you'll find out that Satan, the enemy of man's soul, couldn't do anything until he asked permission of God. God set limitations upon that. God knew Job more than he knew about himself. And when it comes to the end of it, under the end of all the thing, we find out that Job learned more about God than he did anything else. And that was enough for Job. And it was all over. When it was all over, Job, friend, had more when he came out of the storm than he did when he went in it. You say, well, that always happened? Maybe not. Maybe not. But I'll tell you what, storms have their design. I mean, to tell you, they're not accidental. They're not coincidental. In fact, if you read this chapter, if you read this passage in chapter 4 of the book of Mark, you'll find it was Jesus that gave the command. He said, look, number one, get in the boat. And he knew the storm was coming. And he said, go to the other side. He knew both of those things would be true. There's nothing wrong about passing through a storm to get where God wants us to be, where God designs us to be. And I want you to know something, friend. All those storms are not fun. They're difficult. They're challenging. They're hard. That we think they'll never end. We wonder why. We may do all sorts of things, have all sorts of feelings, have all sorts of questions, be in all sorts of directions, up and down, in and out, close and far away. All of those things, friend, listen. They'll get us to the place that God's designed for us. You know what? Storms are intentional. You know why? Because they're not designed to sink us. They're not designed to sink us, but they're designed to test us, designed to teach us, designed to prove to us many, many things. You know what the Bible said in the book of Genesis? God tried or tempted Abraham, meaning he tried him. It was God that knew what was in Abraham, but Abraham didn't know what was in him. But he did after God tried him. He did after he went into the storm of offering up his only begotten son on an altar on Mount Moriah. You see, storms, friend, aren't designed to sink us. That's what Jesus said, hey, he's in the boat. What do you mean, carest not if we perish? He said, peace be still. The wind ceased and the waves calmed. You see, it's in a storm, friend, that we learn about what is in us. Sometimes that's good, sometimes it's not. You see, in a storm we learn about our faith, whether it's great faith, little faith, or no faith. And Jesus said, look, where is your faith? In a storm. In a storm we're forced to change our focus. In a storm we're forced, friend, to change our focus from ourself to our Savior, from our circumstances to our solution. Let me say something here, you got a choice on that. I know people go in a storm and come out worse than what they went into it. And it proves a lot of things. I'll hold my judgment, my ideas on that. But I'll tell you what, friend, listen. Storms aren't intended to sink us. They're intended to strengthen us. They're intended to solidify us. They're intended to draw us closer to our Lord. You see, they're intentional, friend. Storms are going to reveal the level of our faith. But remember, it can and should increase after the storm. Storms are not only inevitable and intentional, but they're also intrusive. Do you know what I found about a storm? There's no opportune time for them to come. Hey, look, we may think, Lord, if this happened next week or next month or next year, it'd be good. They're always intrusive. They always get in the way of our plans. And if you don't believe me, ask a man by the name of Jonah. But I'll tell you what, they have the ability to put us back where we need to be, to put us where we ought to be, to put us actually even many times where we want to be, let alone should be and need to be. I mean, to tell you, every storm has a purpose. If you don't believe me, ask Jonah. I wish I had more time in all these. We've got to move on. Not only are storms inevitable, intentional, and intrusive, but storms are instructive. And you say, what do you mean, preacher? Well, they're instructive on many, many levels. You know what we do? We learn a lot about ourself in a storm, whether good or bad. And you know what a storm does? It allows what's in us to come out. It doesn't produce what's in us. It allows what's in us to come out. We learn a lot about our Savior, but may I say this? We might even learn how near to our Lord we really are. I mean, we learn, friend, that we might be near to the Lord, but we're not close to Him. There's a lot. Hey, look, Jesus is in the boat, but they weren't close to Him. He was in the hinder part. He had His head on a pillow. He was sleeping, but they were far away from Him. I mean, tell you, they were struggling. They were fighting the storm. I'd like to be able to lay down and sleep with Him, wouldn't you? I've not got there yet. Maybe one day I will. But look, storms are instructive. You see, we learn in the storms we're not alone. We learn in the storm that we're not alone. When He tells us to get in the boat, He's either already there or He comes in with us a little later like He did in another storm at the fourth watch of the night. You see, they're instructive because we learned that maybe we should have got a little closer to the Lord than we were. I mean, I believe they're designed to produce a positive outcome in our life. The storms are not only inevitable, intentional, are not only intrusive and instructive, they're also invaluable. You say, what do you mean, preacher? Well, storms represent unknowns. I mean, of all sorts of kinds. Unknowns of all sorts of kinds. We don't know when they begin. None of us know how long they'll last. We don't know how long they're going to endure. We don't know their intensity. Neither do we know the outcome of them when we first start in a storm. But I'm here to tell you, I believe they're invaluable. Can you not think of the many ministries that have been birthed in the time of the storm, or ministries that follow immediately after the end of a storm? You see, storms are powerful. I mean to tell you, they interfere with what we think we know and maybe actually do. But I want you to know something. If we allow them to take us to what we to teach us what we need to know and take us where we need to be, they're worth it. I wonder what Jonah thought. I know the book of Jonah ends with him, in a questionable state. I mean, he had the greatest successful revival, evangelistic effort that we have record of in the entire Word of God. And when the book of Jonah ends, it ends with him sitting outside the city on a little knoll, puffed up and troubled. God's still trying to reach him and teach him a lesson. Listen, storms are designed, friend, maybe to break us. But after God breaks us, He builds us. They're hot at times. It seems like we're in the crucible forever. But I'll tell you what, before you can get fire in the iron, you've got to put the iron in the fire. And no clay, as long as it sits in the sun and hardens, is moldable. None of it is malleable, friend. We've got to have something to soften us, something to affect us, something to change us, and something even at times to make us open to what our Father's will is. Do you ever think that God wants us at a place? God wants us to place, the only place we could ever get, the only way we could ever get to the place we need to go is to put us through a storm. Do you realize that? I mean, look, I want to tell you, our family's been through a storm. 3.5 years ago, the making of this program, our granddaughter, that Mandy and Rob, her husband, brought from Ethiopia, had a crisis situation. We all experienced a tragedy in her life, and we're still in the storm or the back waves of that storm. The clouds have dissipated. The winds have died down. They're still challenging. Can I tell you what? We've all grown. We've all learned. We've all found out things about God and about ourselves that we never known. Matter of fact, there's been ministries birthed out of that little one's presence, and our experience with walking with her as God walked with us. Listen, none of us would change for that. It's been hard. It's still been hard. It's hard on that little thing that we all love more than anybody else, but God's got a plan. God's got a plan. These things down here aren't working against us. They're working for us. We ought never to forget that. Look, I doubt that many of us, if any of us actually would choose a storm, if we had the option, if they were laid out before us, God says, here's what I've got for you before you. What do you want? You see, storms are a frightening thing. But I'll tell you what, I doubt that any of us would easily give up the things we've taken away from the storms that we've gone through. You say, preacher, I've fallen in my storm. I've shipwrecked in my storm. No, you haven't. No, you haven't. You may have went down like Peter, but there's a man by the name of Jesus. Got His hand outstretched today. Oh, look, friend, He's our Savior. He's our Savior. He wants us to succeed. As long as He's on the throne, failure isn't final for those that final to put their trust and faith in Him. You see, we learn many things about our Savior in storms as well as about ourselves. And storms may not be enjoyable. And I've got to close here, although I'm not done. I've had to hurry through this way too much. Although storms may not be enjoyable, they are endurable, and they are, in some amazing ways, profitable. Look, God works. I mean to tell you, God works. Can I tell you, when the children of Israel down in Egypt under the taskmasters and in bondage, they multiplied, became a nation. When the children of Israel, the new believers in the New Testament were commanded to go and carry the gospel not only in Jerusalem, but Judea, Samaria, and the othermost parts of the earth. It took persecution. It took persecution to get them out into the areas of the world where the gospel needed to be. I don't know what's going on in your life, sir or ma'am. I don't know what your storm is. But I'll tell you what, there's a purpose behind it. God's got a place for you, and He'll give you a peace in the midst of it. So help us to look for the reason that God has brought us into this storm. And remember, He's going to bring us out of it. Father, thank You for Your presence, Your power, and Your promises. Help us to see beyond the storm to the other side. You're the One who's in the boat with us. Help us to get close to Him in Christ's name. Thanks for tuning in.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at this same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. We're on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at InspirationalTruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at InspirationalTruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.